Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The DuPage County Clerk talks to us about elections and mail-in ballots. I just got a few basic questions about this, Gene, and we appreciate you joining us on WGN Radio. How are you today?
I'm fine. Good morning.
Gene, help me with your last name.
Kaczmarek.
I was going to guess that, but I wasn't sure, and I didn't want to mess it up. There's a lot of consonants in there, as you know.
Well, I don't take offense.
Well, help me out now. So what's happening in DuPage County? Are people in DuPage County receiving ballots? Do they have them now?
They don't have them now. They were just mailed out yesterday. We mailed out 150,000 yesterday, and they should be arriving next week in homes.
Okay. You know, because the same thing happened in Cook County yesterday, and I thought, well, but sometimes you get the mail locally the next day. Is it sent at a rate that it'll take a few days to get there?
It'll take a few days.
Yeah.
They're coming next week.
Got it. And then are the people that are going to get mail-in ballots in DuPage County all going to get them at the same time, or will there be some people getting them next week and some people getting them several days later?
I would guess that everyone in the first wave should be getting it on the same day or within a day.
Yeah, right. I guess the point is, if you don't get it when everybody else does, that should be of concern. You should be getting it when everybody else does.
Right. They're coming. They're on the way.
How has it been going? What's this been like for you all?
Yesterday was historic. We had so many people show up for the first day of early voting, and the lines were very long, but we made it through smoothly, and everyone was patient, and we worked together, and it was a big success.
So while I'm asking you about mail-in voting, shoot, people have already started to vote. Do you have a number on how many people cast ballots yesterday?
660.
At your location, is that for all of DuPage County or just at the county?
There was one location at our fairgrounds at this stage for early voting, and so we had 660 voters.
Can you compare that to the same day 4 years ago, or do we have a comparable thing?
Actually, I don't, but I assure you that this is much bigger than anything we've had at this stage of an election.
And is it, though, the same as it was in previous years, in any year I vote? That, I mean, you know, the mystery of this election, you've done it before, guys. You show up, you cast your ballot, you put it in the box, you go home. It was as simple as that, I presume?
That's pretty much what it was.
And then are you guys, are the fairgrounds open every day, 5 days a week? How are you doing that?
Between now and October 17th, the site is open from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. weekdays, and then 9 to 12 on Saturdays. And then we'll have 18 early voting sites open on October 19th, and those hours are on our website. And that will continue all the way through November 2nd. And then, of course, we'll have all of the polling sites open on Election Day.
Do you have an estimate of how many people are going to vote by mail versus in person in DuPage County?
I can't tell you right now, but right at this moment, we have about a quarter of all of our active registered voters in our database who have applied for vote by mail.
Who asked to vote by mail, yeah,
yeah.
So 25%. Yeah. About that, by the way, Dave had a question. You're on WGN. Hi, Dave. What can we do for you?
Yeah, good morning. I just had a question for your speaker. I had registered to vote by mail, but what if I go to the local village hall and vote, like when it opens on October 19th for early voting? Am I locked into the home voting or voting by mail?
A lot of people are like you. They're now thinking twice about voting by mail, and they want to vote in person. What advice do you have for them, Gene?
Well, if a voter has applied for vote by mail and changes his or her mind and wants to vote in person during early voting, the vote by mail ballot will be canceled out through our poll pad system, and the voter will be allowed to vote at the polling place. And then if a voter changes their mind on election day, November 3rd, he or she must bring the vote by mail ballot to the polling place to surrender it and have it canceled out. Voters that don't bring their vote by mail ballots with them on November 3rd and want to vote in polling places will be issued a provisional ballot, and then all valid provisionals will be counted, but just not on election day.
Are you counting in it? Thanks for the phone call. It's a good question, Dave. Are you counting the ballots as they get voted now, or do you wait until election day?
Well, we wait until several weeks before the election to begin scanning the vote-by-mail ballots, but nothing is counted until after 7 p.m. on election day.
Some states, they actually count them as they come in so as to not have a backlog on election night, but we don't do that in Illinois, huh?
Right. They can be scanned in, but they just cannot be tabulated.
Okay. And then, so if I change my mind, I don't want to vote by mail, and I have my ballot, I can bring it in. If I don't have my ballot yet, I guess you should probably wait until you get your ballot and then bring that with you. Would that be your best advice?
Well, no, we will accept you coming in and stating during early voting that you've applied for vote by mail and you've changed your mind, mm-hmm. and we will go ahead and cancel it because it's early voting. We can do that.
Yeah, got it. Okay. All right, that's good. I'm very glad for that clarification, too. Gene Kaczmarek is the DuPage County Clerk. And a historic day yesterday, and they're still doing it. The website for folks, Gene, where should we send them if they've got more questions?
They should go to dupageco.org/election.
Gene, good luck to you. We'll be in touch. Our best to everybody on this election season.